Well, about 178 Missouri line workers, men and women from 33 co-ops, went down to North and South Carolina on Friday. A lot of them are actually heading back as we record this on Monday. There are about 100 or so heading back, and a ballpark number, about 64 that are still down. Some are in the Kingstree area. Some are still in Darlington. Then we also had crews go into North Carolina with a fuel tanker. We'll talk about that here in just a moment. I'm Brian Helsworth. Joining me to discuss what's happened here is Jim McCarty. He is a spokesman for the Association of Missouri Electrical Cooperatives. Jim, I do want to start with that. The tanker truck here from Jefferson City went to both South and North Carolina. What can you tell us about what they delivered?
Well, that tanker had diesel fuel. When you go into a situation like a hurricane, you really don't know what you're going to find when you get there, you know, whether any stations will be available. So we learned from experience with other hurricanes to bring a tanker along with us and appreciate Central Power, Jefferson City, sending that along. They were able to fill trucks up in South Carolina, and before crews came home there, there was a need for the remaining fuel in North Carolina, so it was dispatched north.
So it went to both. In that, the bottom line, especially in a hurricane, they don't have a lot of diesel, they don't have fuel, so all of that diesel has gone to both co-ops in North and South Carolina, correct?
Yeah, you've got to assume that when you get down there, anything could happen. A lot of times they advise the men to bring snacks along, non-perishable food, sleeping bags, because that's another thing. They really don't know if there'll be any rooms available.
Yeah, the roads, I know, have been a big issue. As I look at CNN's story right now, and this is as we record this Monday afternoon, 18 deaths, 13 in North Carolina, 5 in South Carolina. Ballpark, about 500,000 people are still without electricity, and linemen and women from all over the country are there. For your crews that were in particularly Darlington and Kingstree, it sounds like they were focused primarily on individual and smaller outages, which is very difficult. Talk about what they encountered.
Yeah, it's a lot of driving, a lot of trying to find routes into areas, and you know, maybe take a line off of a tree that knocked out power for maybe 10 to a dozen people. When it gets down to this point, it's very time consuming. You know, it's not difficult work. It's the kind of work they do every day after a storm here in Missouri. However, these guys traded their bucket trucks in some cases for boats, and had to float into swampy areas and areas that have been flooded by the storm.
So some of them have been working in boats as they restore power. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct. Of course, rain gear, everybody's had rain gear on, which makes the job a little bit more difficult. So obviously, you know, when the going gets tough, these guys know what to do.
Difficult work, to say the least. Two quick questions here. South Carolina, a lot of alligators down there, snakes as well. Have your crews encountered anything like that?
You know, I haven't heard any stories like that, but I know they're very wary. These are things they don't normally experience here in Missouri, but they know about snakes and that sort of thing. And certainly, I'm sure every time they stepped into the water, there was somebody on higher ground looking for alligators.
Yeah, which is very troubling and very concerning. Good work on that. Final question for you, and I think this is really good and a positive story. You have a crew from Platte County, the Kansas City area, that was on their way to, I believe, Tennessee and maybe on the way down to South Carolina, and people recognize them as line workers and made a gesture for them to pay for their meal. What happened there in that restaurant?
Yeah, that's right. That crew was from Platte Clay Electric Cooperative based in Kearney, heading to the storm, and they stopped for lunch en route. When they got finished, went to pay their bill, they were told that people around them recognized they were linemen, that they were heading into the hurricane zone, and passed the hat and paid for their lunch.
How did they react to that?
They were very grateful. You know, cooperative linemen, just like the rest of us, they've got to eat, and it really helps when somebody shows gratitude like that. It means the world to these guys.
No doubt. And where did that happen? Was that in Tennessee? Do you know the town?
That wasn't Tennessee. I don't know the town, but, you know, that makes it all the more better. I mean, these weren't the people affected by the storm.
But there are people who have experienced ice storms, as we have here in Missouri, and looked at these guys and recognized that, you know, while there were a lot of refugees streaming away from the hurricane, these guys were headed into harm's way, and they recognized that and wanted to honor the work that they were doing.
Is there anything you would like to add, sir? Feel free.
Well, you know, it was a great effort. A lot of work had to be done. South Carolina, they're showing that the work there is basically done, at least for the electric cooperatives. In North Carolina, the electric cooperatives have about 150,000 still without power, mostly along the coast. However, a lot of these accounts, you know, are going to have to wait until the water goes down before service can be restored. So the work will continue, and one of these days we will see these people come to Missouri and help us out, no question about it.
They come up here for ice storms when you need it.
Yeah, it's what cooperatives do. We help each other out. It's one of the cooperative principles, and we will always go to the rescue of someone else that needs it.
And does this all involve Touchstone Energy? Is that all?
Yeah, Touchstone Energy, that is a umbrella term for many of our cooperatives. It's kind of a marketing thing that lets people know that we're all in this together.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just going to go with co-ops for now. I know I've seen the TV ad that says Touchstone Energy, but we'll say co-ops for right now if I need to change anything.
Some of them are a member of Touchstone and some are not. So
Exactly. Yeah. Some are and some aren't. Jim, anything you want to add?
No, I appreciate you getting this word out. We hope we never need the help from other states. But, you know, when the chips are down, you just got to go. And so Missouri is always happy to help out. And this is a program that's been home by many years of storms. I can guarantee you when this one's over, all the people involved in restoring power will get together and they will talk about lessons learned. And the next one, the restoration will go all the more faster because of that.